The Drives podcast is presented by Disability Advantage Group. Need help applying for Social Security, disability benefits? One call does it all. Call Disability Advantage Group at 865-566-0800 or visit dag-us.com.
Time for The Drives Top 5 at 5.
5 o'clock quitting time on your Thursday. Rick Butler stepping into the breach. And real quickly, Rick, because I know you had some breaking news to lead here. Text message, the group, the Drive group text this morning.
Goodness.
I mean, you want to talk about exposed. Rick Butler, who made such a big deal about going to Jiffy Lube Knoxville for his oil change, texts us and says, I think they messed up the mileage on my sticker. It's like, it says 50,000, and it's really at 47,000.
You know what it was?
Rick, do you not know how the oil change sticker works?
It's a damn wonder that you can even dress yourself and walk around in public.
You've been driving how long?
And shamed Warren and Pam again.
At some point, everyone's got to learn it for the first time. You didn't come out of the womb knowing it. Neither did you. Nobody did. So today was my day.
Most people know, Rick.
I think I figured it out when I was 12 and I was thinking about taking the family car out for
Get
a
out of here.
Rick,
I figured it out.
One more. Think this through with me. Why would they put your current mileage on the sticker?
You have an odometer. I thought it was a typo to symbolize where you've been. You know, like, hey, this is when you got it checked.
What the hell are you talking about?
Oh, my goodness.
All right.
Well, I got breaking news. Can we get to the breaking news?
Yes, please. Break it down for us.
Number one in the top five.
You wanted out of that.
This is about 10 minutes ago. Jordan Bone on whether he has decided to stay in the NBA draft. I'm making my decision on May 29th. So May 29th, the Wednesday after Memorial Day, is when we will find out whether Jordan Bone is going to stay in the draft or if he's going to come back for Tennessee.
May 29th, I believe. I'll double check. I think that's the day after, or it's right around the underclassmen deadline of whether or not they're staying in. So I don't know. What does that mean? Going to stay? Is he going to go? I'm still leaning towards he's going.
Do you really think he thinks he's getting drafted? And or you?
Well, that's a good point because this is going to be before the draft. So, I don't know. Maybe if all these people at the combine are telling him, like, dude, you're second round at best, and there's no guarantees you get drafted in the second round, maybe he's like, okay, I'm going to come back. Or if he's like, if that's the feedback he's getting, it's like, you know what? It is what it is. I'm going to go over and make $100,000 playing basketball somewhere in Europe next year.
So that's 2 weeks from today.
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll do some more digging on that. Go ahead, Rick.
Number two, Brooks Koepka has dominated the first round of the PGA Championship with a course record 63, which makes out to be 7-under. Other notables for the tournament include Tommy Fleetwood at 3-under, Ricky Fowler at 1-under, Phil Mickelson is even, and Tiger Woods is 2-over for the day.
Yep, Tiger has some work to do, but I don't know, man. This might be one of those things where Brooks Koepka just annihilates the field.
On the first day.
That's sending a message.
Clearly where you want to be.
This last year, he only beat Tiger by 2.
Okay.
So it's still a long way to go, my friend.
Okay. Tiger got to get that driver straightened out, though.
He's going to get it straightened out.
All right, number three. Zion Williamson's stepfather says the Duke star is good with going to New Orleans if that's where the Pelicans decide to go with their first overall pick. He told a New Orleans radio show today, we're excited about New Orleans. We're excited about that. And then they asked him about potentially a return to Duke for Zion. A lot of people have thought, he wouldn't want to go there to the Pelicans. The stepfather said, and you said nothing about returning to Duke. There's been a lot of speculation. But that is nothing we have even considered.
Returning to Duke?
They haven't even.
To play next year in college?
I guess he would.
What fantasy world are these people living on?
I guess he wouldn't want to go to New Orleans.
Duke?
I mean, look how they treated their
last
number one
overall. I wouldn't have to go there in the first place. I should have been playing in the NBA last year. Return to Duke.
All right, number four. I don't have any more. I agree. You nailed it. Number four, Tennessee quarterback Jarrett Garantano will serve as a counselor at the 2019 Manning Passing Academy. The camp will take place June 27th through the 30th. Other SEC quarterbacks include Matt Corral from Ole Miss, Ben Hicks from Arkansas, Jake Bentley from South Carolina, Jake Fromm from Georgia, and Joe Burrow from LSU.
A couple of Jakes, a Joe, and a Jarrett.
Yep.
Good. You know, I think people ask, you know, oh, man, is this going to – just going down there, it's just a chance to hang out and have fun with other quarterbacks.
Yeah.
It's not like they're going to be getting better down there. It's more for the kids.
Yeah, basically.
Canceling them. So, cool.
All right, number five. WWE legend Ric Flair was rushed to the hospital earlier this morning after suffering a medical emergency, says TMZ Sports. The emergency in the situation is told to be very, very serious for Ric Flair. This has been after a lot of medical emergencies. You know, there's been a lot of conflicting reports about the severity of this one, but it looks like the legend, the Nature Boy. I don't know. This one could really be a
serious health issue.
Yeah. Basically,
that guy has lived a hard, hard life, both in and outside the ring.
Yes, it really is amazing how that he's lived as long as he has.
Well, he just turned about 2 months ago. He turned 70 years old. You know, I don't know if y'all remember his crazy birthday party, but the birthday party included Ricky Steamboat, Triple H, Shane McMahon, Charles Barkley, Todd Gurley, Evander Holyfield, Dennis Rodman, Chris Jericho, the Nasty Boys, even Brad Nessler was there. Brad Nessler was at Ric Flair's 70th birthday party.
Okay.
Yeah.
70, huh?
Yep.
How much fun would that have been?
Hang in there, Nature Boy. Hang in there. All right. Rick Butler with the top five at five, and great job there. All right. We got, without further ado, a major program announcement. We've been rolling this out in phases, and I guess the first phase is – we have the drive has co-opted Trey Wallace into our dysfunctional family, and we're excited about starting to work with Trey. That's going to kick off Tuesday, May 28th. We've already talked about that. You already know that Trey Day is Tuesday, May 28th. That's the day after Memorial Day. Talk Sports is moving from 10 to 1 to noon to 3. So, obviously, that creates a gap from 10 to noon in our station programming, and a lot of people have been wondering what is going to happen there. A lot of people have been wondering what's going to happen to our friend Chance Collins, who is making his – he's like, pretty soon he'll be on the morning show. He started out in afternoon – he started out in overtime, went down to the drive, went down to 1 to 3. Now he's going to be on this new 10 to noon show. And pretty soon you'll be in morning. I don't know. Maybe eventually you'll be doing overnight. Chance Collins, how you doing?
What's up, Russ?
Doing well. Doing well.
Good to be back in here with you a little bit. It's nice. Like the little top five at five.
We got a nice crowd in here.
Yeah. Only thing is, I'm getting old. I'm over here like down one knee, but I got it. But yeah, you're right. Like I was thinking about this. Me and Brandon were actually talking about this earlier. Like the journeyman of the station. I mean, you can call me the Iron Man, Cal Ripken. I've filled in on the morning show. Been, like you say, started out 6 to 8, jumped on with you, moved 1 to 3, even filled in some midday before for John. So, yeah, just, you know, doing whatever I can, Russ.
So starting that Tuesday, May the 28th, it will be 3 and Out with Nate and Houston and Billy, I guess, filling in for Davey right now from 7
correct.
To 10 a.m.
Correct.
Talk Sports moves back from noon to 3, 3 to 6 the drive, overtime stays 6 to 8. And beginning on that Tuesday, again, May the 28th, 10 to noon, we are proud to announce The Blitz.
The Blitz.
To be hosted by Chance.
Yep.
By Brandon Orrick.
Correct.
And by Rick Butler.
Rick Butler.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, man.
I'm so proud of you guys.
Oh,
it's like my little eagles are leaving the nest, spreading their wings and soaring like majestic eagles into the sky.
Me too. I mean, I'm kind of proud, too. I like actually trained Rick like on the drive when he joined here. So it's like get to join forces back up with Rick. Yes, it's going to be really cool. It's a different concept than a lot of the other shows that we got going right now, but it's, I mean, it's still going to be the same. It's the Blitz, so it's going to be very much high energy.
Yeah.
It's going to be jam-packed for 2 hours.
Yeah.
And like what we traditionally have, you know, a host, two co-hosts, whatever, a producer, it's going to be, you know, three featured. Appreciate that, Bear.
And Rick, you're going to
– knees is hurting.
Rick, and so it's going to be – yeah, we're going to try and jam all the content 3 hours into – 2 hours.
Exactly.
So, Rick, I know you're excited about this. This is a big opportunity. You think you're ready for it?
I think so. You know, I think the cool thing about what
Rick,
what
you better
we
say
do,
it with your chest.
Hey, you know what it is. Look, the cool thing about the Blitz, I think what we're going to do is that we have 2 hours, right,
uh-huh.
to get as much as we can in and to kind of set up the rest of the day because, you know, you have the heavy hitters and the Talk Sports and the Drive coming afterwards. We want that 2 hours to basically just be, hey, here's everything we got into these 2 hours, which is really where the name stems from. Totally high energy, totally high octane. And I know, at least for me, you know, and Chance said it right. This is basically a show with three featured roles. And the way that I kind of look at it is that, you know, Brandon and Chance right here are like cleanup hitters, right? Just absolutely knock out of the park. I feel like my job is kind of like Dwayne Wade in this situation. You know the picture where
you're D Wade.
You know the picture where
you're D Wade.
Hey, whoa, listen to me.
Hey,
wait.
You
let
realize
me,
he
let
doesn't
finish?
Play baseball.
Let me finish.
Okay, go ahead.
You know the picture of Dwayne Wade right after he threw up the alley oop, right? And he's he's doing that thing where he's coming on the around the baseline,
uh-huh.
And then LeBron's going in for the slam. That kind of, I think that picture is kind of a good representation of what our show is going to be. You know, it's gonna be a lot of slam dunk content,
okay.
If you will.
Hey. Very good.
Look, I'm a lot. I feel like I have a nice job in the show because I get to lob it up, and these two guys are just gonna absolutely slam it down.
So Brandon Orick, Rick is already claiming the D Wade role. Are you gonna be LeBron? Are you gonna be Bosch? Or are you gonna be Mario Chalmers?
I'll be
or Mike Miller. Like, where are you gonna,
can I have another option?
Hey, Mike Miller had a key role.
Can I be like Pat Riley?
Okay.
Oh,
the Spolstra.
Okay, the oil slick. All right.
I like
see
it.
What you're doing here.
I like it. Well, there only leaves one role left. I mean, like,
I like the Three Amigos.
The Three Amigos.
You do that? You guys ever seen that movie? Chance has seen it.
Yeah, it's too
young.
It's
young
too,
ones
yeah,
haven't
yeah,
seen it.
They're a little young, but not like Rick said. He's gonna, you know, kind of. Like you said, jumping in here, I'm excited for Rick. I mean, he gets a prominent role. He's really earned it here at the station. He's put in a lot of work for a lot of years. And like you said, really, really excited for him. It really does make me, you know, almost want to tear up, Rick. And to be back with you and Brandon, like, we're going to have a lot of fun. Like you say, high energy, jam-packed for those 2 hours to get you, you know, going into the midday with Talk Sports, and they'll get you set up for the drive. So it's going to be really exciting.
I'm proud of you guys. And
well, thank you, Russell.
I wasn't talking to you. No, I was talking. I was talking to you. Brandon and Rick, we hate to lose you guys here on the drive. We've got some staff openings here we're looking to fill. But Brandon, big opportunity for you. You started out on overtime too, and
now climb the ladder.
Look at you guys. You got your own show. Anything you want to say about the Blitz?
Yeah, I mean, I'm excited about it. Excited to do a show with Chance and Rick. I've done shows with both of you all. So I feel like we'll have good chemistry as far as that goes. Just going to try to bring exciting, entertaining sports content from 10 to noon.
You think Three and Out's going to bring us like donuts or something like first day or like, you know, breakfast? Like, no, I mean, like have it sitting here. Like,
donuts,
I mean, like,
because
like, think about
I'm
it.
Not, I'm not going to hold my, I mean, like, I'm not going to hold my
donuts.
Breath.
I mean, like, think about it for me, Brandon and Rick. We're afternoon guys. We're going to the morning. Like, I mean, come on. It's an adjustment. Like, can we
Chance,
get a
lost like, your damn mind, Colin.
It's 10 o'clock.
Yeah, like,
it's not the morning.
I mean,
okay?
Come on, guys. Like, let's think about it.
It's a crack of dawn to Cody, but
these younger guys right here, no younger generation, I'm trying to look out for them,
yeah.
Make sure they get energized when they come in here. We need donuts,
look,
we need bagels, you know, some orange juice or something to
absolutely
bagels.
Yeah, to like really get us
no,
to
no,
really,
no, no.
We're not demanding it, we're just asking.
Y'all
we're
are bearing the lead here.
I'll give you the short answer. No.
Hey,
you're not going to get that stuff.
We're really speaking, you know, okay, to the Godfather.
That's
and,
what it is.
And Nate, and you know,
he it's just not, gave you your own show.
It's not
and
you
now
guys
you're whining about this, donuts and coffee.
You taught me.
You ingrates.
You taught me. You taught me.
You
this is
ingrates.
This is how the big ones do it. You taught me. You go in and you got to ask for a yeah little something too.
Hey, Stone Cold Steve Austin once said, "Never stop running your mouth." It's basically what we're doing right
I
now.
I agree. I agree.
Hey, Nate,
I think if it's
I,
Nate.
I really feel like we need keys to yeah the executive washroom. I know we haven't done our first show yet.
Yeah.
But, come on, man.
Hey, yeah, hey.
Can we get the good parking spaces here?
Ask and you shall receive. All also, right, there's no good parking spaces.
We don't need orange juice.
Younger generation.
We don't need orange juice.
Orange juice is overrated.
Just, we got coffee here. We just need the donuts and the bagels.
Yeah, I would love
that's
some
all
donuts.
We'll settle yeah for that, right?
Well, you
some
know what
some
you
nice
do
chocolate frosted donuts.
You know what you guys do? You go out there. You knock on some doors, you find yourself a donut sponsor, and then you get them to give you the donuts.
Pretty smart guy over here. Pretty smart guy.
This
yeah
is the business. This is what the business
this
is.
Russell just gave
is
us a teaching
you
moment.
Think we do here
a
Rick
teaching moment on air.
All right, guys. Well, congratulations again. Nah, all these changes.
Sure.
Take effect on Tuesday, yep, May the 28th, the day after Memorial Day. Mm-hmm. We take this thing to the next level here on Fan Run Radio. So new programming lineup, The Blitz with Rick, Brandon, and Chance from 10 to noon. You got Talk Sports, John and Cody from noon to 3, and then The Drive. Trey Wallace will join myself and Bear here in the Fan Run studios from 3 to 6. So we are looking forward to these changes, man.
Yeah, I think myself, Rick, and Brandon would say, you know, you better protect your blind side.
That's
the
right
Blitz.
Pretty pumped up about it, man. Like,
Bear, don't
I,
do it.
I keep going back to, it's been almost 4 years now, 2015. We brought The Drive over here in the fall, and it was just Nate doing the morning show, and we're doing The Drive in the afternoon. We had a bunch of satellite programming on, Dan Patrick Hirschhise and stuff like that. And now we've got all these talented people in here, Houston Kress, John Reed, Cody McClure, and the three of you guys I know are going to Bears here too.
Keeping it
we're,
local too.
Gonna,
I mean, like,
yeah,
you know, that's the
you never
local
miss an
lineup
opportunity to throw
what
a backhanded compliment.
What? Hey, hey.
No.
It's with
bust
love
you in the chops.
It's
buddy
with love.
It's coming.
So angry. Mm. So mean. Yeah. So mean.
Interesting.
Uh-huh.
All right, guys. Well, I got to get out of here. Chance, you want to hang out with the boys here for you don't have
oh
to, but you guys need to get the reps in. Man.
I need to go ahead and get some reps,
reps
in.
I mean, we could trash you for the next 40 minutes.
Oh, I know you will.
I think we'd probably have a lot.
I know you will.
Old school.
Yeah, so I got to get out of here. Got a thing. See if there's anything else we got to do today. We'll be back in here Friday to get your weekend. Oh, shutting down the show. You guys are going to keep going. You guys are going to keep it going, right? With some phone calls.
Are they just going to walk out with
546-8200.
You know how this
do we
is
have
done
overtime tonight? Do we know? Or is overtime? It's optional. All right.
It's optional.
You guys be good. Hold it down.
Yep.
The drive continues.
Still got
after
six
this
more days of it's optional.
Welcome back into The Drive. I'm sure the local sports talk radio world is shockwaves are rolling through it. It's kind of weird for me because, like, I'm the only person that didn't get to go to the new show. I'm stuck with Mommy Dearest.
Well, Russell didn't get to go to a new show.
Yeah, because he's The Drive.
I would say you're
you
equally
are
as
drive
much The Drive.
Is, you know,
it's like
there's gonna have to be some changes.
It's like it's like
changes
yin and yang.
Yeah. Hey, who are you gonna pick on now? I'm not gonna be here. Brandon's not gonna be here.
We've already got our quality control guy. He's already lined up. He'll be in with us next week. Some.
What if he can't take it? And you have to cut back on that.
I don't think that's a possibility. He doesn't like to talk on the mic a whole lot, and I've hung out with him at John Reed's party, and he's a cool kid. He doesn't say dumb stuff like Lil Wayne's the father of rap music.
Yeah, who said that?
Or questions the existence of dinosaurs. Yeah. Or doesn't know that the reminder sticker on your oil change sticker is actually
when you're,
all right. supposed to come back.
Can we move on?
No, because one part of that
no
okay, so the first part is, okay, maybe they did get the mileage wrong, Rick, but did you not look at the date? The picture, it had a date.
It's pretty self-explanatory.
And the date was 3 months from now.
Yeah, I thought it was a thing of where you've been and where you're going.
I cannot. I mean, if you guys want to break it,
okay.
There's no excuse for it. I don't want to talk about it. Any excuse you make is just going to make me madder.
Here's the thing.
And feel more sorry for Warren and Pam that they have to deal with you.
Like, everyone's got to learn this at some point. I learned mine today. That's it. We're moving on.
That wasn't even, I mean, that was one of numerous dumb things you've said. I don't know.
I've gotten roasted a lot lately.
Well, you've said some pretty dumb stuff, kid.
Yeah.
You can't be doing that now in this new show of yours.
You live and learn, Rick.
Y'all going to let me call?
I don't know, man.
Segment with Uncle Bear?
Sure, I don't see why not.
You guys don't mind. I can't pull any of my normal shenanigans on you guys.
All three of us have worked extensively with you.
Something was going on out there. Did you see there was a pretty big fire in his front yard over there as we were coming into work today. Did you notice that?
Really?
I did.
And the people across the street right here?
Yeah.
Oh,
so I was hearing sirens. I saw Russ. He hadn't quite left yet. I saw him run to the door and look out.
Hey, that's a sketchy hello. That's a sketchy place over there.
What if these people are listening? I mean, I just broadcasting their business to the greater Knoxville area.
I'm
I don't know.
Pointing out today.
What? What?
Rick, I mean, look, you need to go back to the quality thing. Control chair.
I guess I'll lock the door so that people don't come over here and look in the
Rick. Just another blunder by Rick Butler. Wow.
I don't even take that as a blunder. I feel friends with our neighbors more than anyone else.
One time I bought a boat from
one of our neighbors.
You can't spin this, buddy.
One time I bought a boat from one of our neighbors.
A boat?
Yes.
All right.
Anyway, on Craigslist.
All right. We're pivoting.
Pivot back into the world of sports.
Okay.
All right, Rick. You weren't here in the first hour when we were talking about it. We'll reset a little bit. The NCAA rule change that they are considering to allow players to be compensated for their image and their likeness, which basically would pave the way for the return of NCAA football, NCAA basketball, video games.
Yeah. This is a big news story. The greatest video game of all time is now set in motion to come back. Dude, the NCAA video game series is the best. It is a national treasure.
It's not as good as the Twisted Metal series.
I thought you said in the first hour that you weren't a big gamer, Bear. And you come out with something I never heard of.
Twisted Metal Black?
No.
It's on PlayStation 2. It was incredible.
Is that kind of the route that you guys took? It was just about NCAA? Because even on Overtime last night, we talked about it a little bit, and that's pretty much the only direction we took it.
Yeah, that's the only.
So what does this rule mean, though? Does it mean that players will get?
Well, Russ kind of spelled it when he came on. Basically, let's say Jarrett Garantano could, if he's allowed to, and it's not an NCAA violation, he could, you know, get a deal with like old Ben Franklin Motors. Being indoor and get paid.
Oh, okay, that makes sense.
To use his image and likeness in advertising. So,
does this kind of step foot into the whole? You know how there's been a lot of scandals in the past couple of years in relation to like autographs. Like I remember this was a big thing with Johnny Manziel.
Yeah.
Like Johnny Manziel
couldn't cut out for like AJ Green, Todd Gurley, Johnny Manziel. They'd be able to sign autographs and do all that stuff too.
That was the case. Jim Tressel would have never lost his job at Ohio State.
Probably not. And I think it's in the grand scheme of things. I mean, my known hatred for Ohio State is well known around these parts. But the two people that probably got railroaded the most by the NCAA were in football, it's Tressel, and basketball would be Pearl from here. is if you really look at what they did up there. I mean, they were trading jerseys for tattoos. I mean, let's not act like they were Florida where you had, what's his name, Cuckoo Banana Mask Serial Killer.
Aaron Hernandez,
you know, dropping bodies in Gainesville as a freshman. It was, you know, the players were dropping stuff. I think, didn't he get, Tressel got, what got him was he lied about it, right? Much like Bruce?
I can't remember exactly, but that does kind of sound familiar. I'd have to go back and check for sure. But, yeah, I mean, lying, I mean, that'll get you every time. Saw it with Pearl. Countless others.
Have we discussed the debacle that's going on with the Florida players right now? I know I've missed some of the show each day.
Yeah, we have.
What an utter disaster for Dan Mullen down there.
And yet they'll still probably beat us by 3 touchdowns.
No, I mean, yeah. But it is nice to know that if we are going to lose, that they are just a disgusting, unwanted, horrible program.
No, I mean, just the recruiting is struggling. I mean, had a bad situation go wrong with, I can't remember the player's name.
Jalen Jones?
Yeah. You had that situation with him, and then
Chris Steele?
Chris Steele, his roommate, who had requested to kind of change roommates, and
I'm telling you, man,
got denied.
I read.
They just pushed it back. They pushed it back until they said we're not going to do it right now. But hey, when something comes up in the summer, then we certainly can.
So I mean, I think Florida will be fine.
I think I read an article last night. Dan Mullen was, you know, obviously in full on spin mode, and he was trying to. He said he was basically being supportive of Chris Steele's decision. I'll be stunned if he's not eligible this fall. I mean, and just the way things are going, you can't. I mean, they had him, just everything that went along with it, and the charges against the Jones kid. And,
yeah, I would be surprised if he's not ruled eligible to play immediately. I mean, he –
that's just ridiculous. And one more reason, as highly touted as he was, he should have never signed. These guys, like the top 10 guys, if I were a parent to one of those kinds of kids, I'd be like, you're not signing anything. Figure out where you want to go to school, and then if he's an early enrollee, you know, we'll let you know, and he'll show up in January. If he's just like a regular college student and he's supposed to report in June, he'll report in June. But I wouldn't let him sign a thing until I absolutely had to. When you sign and commit to a college, that's really the last really big decision that you have any control over, unless you go in the transfer portal before, what is it, like your second NFL contract?
Yeah. Well, and I'd say even to that, like, that's really the last relatively easy decision you have to make. And I'm not saying easy between deciding what school you're going to, but if you commit to Florida and then come out and say that, hey, I'm going to transfer, like, there's a ton of hoops to jump through. There's a question of, you know, if you're going to have to sit out a year. There's a question of, you know, redoing your whole recruitment process. And there's so many things that go into it. I mean, there's just – you feel bad for a lot of these kids who make a decision. And then even in this Florida case, like, of course he's transferring out because he's getting screwed over by the coaching staff, who really just, I don't think, care, you know, about what situation's going on down there. If they cared about it, then they'd say, hey, this is pretty easy.
At the end of the day, somebody, Mullen and those guys, they made a very serious error in judgment on, you know, and we weren't down there. We weren't privy to what, you know, what, why he told, what he told Coach Mullen about why he wanted to switch rooms, want a different roommate, but just a really bad look when, you know, he requested it early on and then the roommate that he didn't want to live with ends up being implicated in, what, a couple of sexual assaults?
Yeah.
Well, the report that we talked about earlier in the week on one of the shows was that Chris Steele actually like interrupted Jones. You know, I believe it was beating up or assaulting one of the female victims. So we don't know the whole story, but man, if that is what's out right now, and if that is what's released to the public, then that's what we have to base our information on. Holy cow. That's terrible if you're going to say, you got to live with him for a little bit longer. Well, we'll figure it out in the summer. Just a debacle in Gainesville.
Yeah, it's just not a good look for any involved, but I do think that Florida will I don't really see it hurting them all that much. I still think they're going to be right up there competing. I still think Georgia's the favorite in the East, but I think Florida's – I think they're right there with them. I mean, you saw what they did last year under Mullen. I may be wrong.
Sure, I fully expect them to be really good again. It's just, you know, same old Florida.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, I mean, it is kind of weird. I mean, because you had, like you mentioned earlier, Barry, you had the situation with Aaron Hernandez and all the stuff that went on at Florida during.
He wasn't the only one during that.
No.
He was the guy that ended up going to the. He was with the Vikings and the Seahawks. Percy Harvin.
Yeah.
Not a very nice guy.
No, I mean, you had all that. I mean, I don't know exactly all the incidents that went on, but you had all those. During Urban Meyer's tenure there, and then,
you know, people say that when like people that are close to Will Muschamp, said that when he got to Florida, he had no idea how toxic the situation he was walking into.
Yeah, and I feel like it kind of cleaned up a little bit under Muschamp and McElwain. And then now you bring Mullen comes in, disciple.
The guys got arrested last summer for carrying what in a machine gun they were carrying around.
Yeah, I guess you did have the credit card or the fraud. Do you remember the fraud?
Yeah, the credit card
identity
fraud.
Thing.
Yeah, that was under McElwain.
State prison time.
That was under McElwain. Yeah. But now Mullen, who is a disciple of Urban Meyer, was with Urban Meyer during his time at Florida. Yeah. And now you've got stuff like this going on again.
Yeah.
Not the best look.
Nope.
Not the best look if you're Dan Mullen and if you're the University of Florida.
He's got to win.
Yeah, I mean, winning cures all. And, I mean – he showed in year one. I mean, they lost to Kentucky, but they still had a nice season.
How many wins did they end up with? 10?
I think 10 after the bowl game. I think they finished 9-3.
So I'll say this just to, you know, just to give some time to, you know, to factor in all things like recruiting or potential scandals or things that come up. Who's got a better record at the end of the season in 5 years between Tennessee or Florida?
Who the hell knows? Probably Florida. I'll believe it when I see it out of Tennessee.
Well,
I think you give the edge to Florida in recruiting just based on the fact that they're in Florida and Tennessee is Tennessee. I mean, they can recruit right there in their home state, not really have to leave. I think as far as head coaching goes, you've got to give the edge to Dan Mullen, who's been in this league as an assistant. And a head coach now for over 10 years. Pruitt, who is going into his second year, so obviously Dan Mullen, that leans toward him. And just the history of this series, the Tennessee-Florida rivalry, I think you got to give the edge to Florida.
I think at some point soon the blocks start to fall. I think at some point soon
Have you been paying attention, Rick?
What are you talking about, Rick?
What?
Have you been paying attention to Tennessee?
But for the building to fall down there for the better part of 30-something years now, man.
I think it will. I think something comes up to slow them down.
Horribly misguided and wrong. It's not going to happen.
I think it will.
Why? Have you seen all the ways that we have found to lose to those clowns?
Yeah.
And you hold out hope that the tide will turn.
Yeah.
Rick,
I don't even think it's as much on us.
To quote Ramsey Bolton, I don't think you've been paying attention.
Wow.
No, he hasn't.
That was a good one. That was a good drop. That was a very good line.
865-546-8200 if you want to join us. About to take a quick break. Before we do, though, did you see Colton Jumper re-signed with the Saints?
Was practice player?
I suppose.
I'd say he's probably just a body to have in camp.
Yeah. I mean, I think he was with them, and then he went to play for the Express.
I felt really bad because I met him recently.
Yeah?
Yeah. I didn't.
Why do you feel bad? Because you trashed him all those times?
We were pretty rough on him here on the drive at times. Super nice guy. He's a fantastic young man.
When you met him, you felt guilty for saying all those terrible things about him?
Well, that and he's like,
he'd probably kiss your ass.
Kick
your ass.
You know, Russ would need that. It'd be wall to wall coverage on that. There's no way Russ would pass that up. So, yeah, really nice guy. Well, good for him.
Yeah. He went to play for the Memphis team at the AAF, and with them folding, he's back with the Saints. Probably, like you said, is just a practice player. But
I've got a question for you. If we need to get to break, we can go ahead.
No, go ahead. Throw it on me.
With Derek Walker leaving, would that open up a scholarship for, say, a 2020 6'9.5", 240-pound rim-running, shot-blocking, dunking machine who hails from Belfast, Northern Ireland, Akeem Adesupe?
Well, yeah, but you could also – I mean, you could fill it this year as well.
I say we just get a one-year rental out of a grad transfer, save that scholarship for that Adesupe kid.
You would still have two available because Bowden and Turner would be graduating. That's assuming that Bone and Grant don't come back.
I don't think Bone's coming back.
I don't think either of them are coming. No. Actually, it's been weird, but I do feel like Jordan Bone probably has a better chance of coming back.
Jordan Bone?
Yeah.
Nah.
You think he has a better chance of coming back than Grant?
Yeah. At the end of the day, where has he been on the mock drafts? What happens if he doesn't get drafted?
Nowhere, but he's
ready to get paid for playing basketball.
I mean, he's...
But he's not going to get paid by anybody in the NBA, most likely.
No.
Barring a very good combine.
Very comfortable living playing over in Europe. Easy life over there.
He may come back, but from the get-go, he's made it clear that even though none of his name's not been on any mock drafts, he's been set on going to the combine.
Showing what he could do.
And he's not really shown that it's been a tough decision in his head. I don't see Jordan Bone coming back. I could be completely wrong, but I don't see him coming back.
I think Bone is a better chance than the other two. The other two are definitely going to get – or not the other two, but Grant. Grant is definitely going to get drafted. Definitely going to be in the first round. He's not going to pass that up.
That's pretty hot takes, Rick. All right, 865-546-8200, last call for phone calls. We'll be right back with the shocking conclusion to the drive.
Y'all right there, Bear?
Yeah. It stung a little bit. Kind of sad. My babies is all glowed up.
You gonna cry on us, Bear?
No. Trying to figure out who I'm going to abuse psychologically now. I mean, I've known you probably, I'm trying to think who I've known longer. I've known you about as long as anybody here.
Yeah.
Known Russ for a long time. Butler. When we picked Butler up, how many years has it been?
About 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You think Russ is going to throw a big extravaganza for my 3-year anniversary on the drive this summer?
No.
Rick?
For yours?
Yeah. Fuck yeah.
It's already the summer of Bear. What more do you want?
I want confetti and, you know, explosions and explosions. Banners. Yeah, I want fireworks.
I mean, that'd be pretty cool, but you want to do them outside the station? I feel like we have a lot of electrical equipment that it would really mess up.
Yeah, it doesn't bother anything.
Summer Bear would be canceled.
You guys are going to miss me, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's not like we're going away. I mean, we're still here.
Yeah, but we won't see each other as much. I'll go from spending like every afternoon, 5 days a week with you to, you might be here if you stayed late after for, me or if I come in early.
Me, Cody, and Brandon are going to be living together.
Yeah, I know that.
So we'll be hanging out like on the weekends and stuff.
No, I won't be.
You won't be hanging out with us.
I'll come by, what do I come by, about once every month or two?
Yeah.
I'm an 8-week
You
got to
come over more.
I've got a child.
Yeah, that's a fair point.
You know?
Hard to argue with that one.
And, I don't, I respect my liver. I don't try and kill it every weekend anymore.
Are you really going to miss us, Bear?
On the show?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not just around.
Yeah. Love you guys.
Oh, my God.
You guys take some heat off me with the captain. I mean, he's maniacal, man.
I think Rick is.
Can you tell us you love us again?
Nah, I love you guys.
Wow.
Yeah, I said it. What do you think? How mad do you think Russ is going to get at me?
We're going to get told we're clowns in about 10 minutes, though.
How mad will Russell be with you over here?
Yeah. He's going to,
don't screw up.
Anybody else makes mistakes over there, and he doesn't bat an eye. Let me do one thing, and he's shooting me the death glare.
Well, one thing you can do to prevent that is don't play the bumpers that he doesn't like.
Where's the fun in that, though? I won't be able to blame it on you anymore.
I know. The cat's out of the bag now.
Yeah. I hope he's not listening. He had to have known on the Puff the Magic Dragon one, dude.
I don't know.
Ever heard of that song?
I had heard of it, but,
I mean, it's been a lot of fun. What sticks out to you?
About my time on the show?
Yeah, your best memory of the drive.
Best memory of the
drive. When did it dawn on you that me and Russ really, really don't care? Like, did anything...
Care about what?
I don't know. Like, when you realize that you were, when you get on the roller coaster and it's going up to the top of that first big hill, and right before it drops, you realize that your safety harness that they've got you strapped in with isn't really working all the way? That's a scary feeling.
I was never scared. I felt like I just fit right in.
I have basically since the start that the show came basically into form and that we knew we'd be leaving the drive, all that kind of stuff, I have a rough draft of what I have to believe is the dumbest things I've said on this show.
Wow.
It's about five things. One of them, spoiler alert. This was a long time ago, so I don't even know if you remember this.
I'm sure we do.
Do you remember when we were talking about the Pam Anderson affair with Tommy Lee?
They were married. It wasn't an affair, Rick.
It was a long time ago.
Put that on the list.
We were talking about today. Look. We were talking about Pam Anderson and Tommy Lee, and Russell goes, "Rick, do you even know who Tommy Lee is?" And very triumphantly and proudly. And I hadn't been on the drive for that long yet. No, I really didn't talk much. And I was like, oh, I got this.
That's not even top 10
and
your stupidest moments.
I marched up to the microphone and I said, "The guy from Men in Black." And everybody just lost it.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't know why everyone's laughing.
You've topped
no,
that.
No, that one's totally you, in the top five.
Number, is, we'll tell you
Tommy
top
Lee
five
Jones.
Is Vlade Divac, is that on the top five?
That comes in at number five. Number four is not realizing the mileage on the oil
that
change
one's got
sticker.
Recency bias. No. Yeah. What's higher, the dinosaur take or the Lil Wayne take?
The dinosaur take comes in at number two, and without a doubt, the stupidest thing you've ever said into a microphone on this show is that Lil Wayne was the father of rap music.
Look, I feel like we need to put the Tommy Lee Jones at three then.
No. All right, let's go to the
honorable
phones.
Honorable mention.
Okay.
We got the legend, Roger. What do you got, hey, Rog? Hey, buddy.
Hey, Bear. Hey, Brandon. How y'all doing?
We're doing pretty good.
That's good. I just wanted to ask y'all first one that Brandon, I'm going to tell you. I just want to ask you, Brandon, but I just heard about your show just now. I talking about it. I'm going to meet you on a drive. I just want to ask you what whose idea was it to do this? To do this new show, Brandon. I'm just wondering about that.
It was Nate. It was kind of, I guess, Nate and Russell.
A lot of different things kind of went down.
Yeah, it was a lot of moving parts. So I don't know if there was necessarily one person that kind of decided it. It was all just. I mean, and obviously everything gets you decided it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, I'm going to miss you on this show, man. I enjoyed the call. Difficult end, you know, to it. And I'm going to miss you. Okay. I'm going to miss you on this show.
I appreciate it, Roger. You'll have to call into our new show.
Yeah, definitely. And I just wanted to ask y'all, what was Rick saying? What was Rick saying about Tennessee was y'all said no or something. What was that that y'all talking about? Saying turn around this year and y'all said no about it. No about it.
Roger, I basically said that that I believe through a little bit of optimism that Tennessee is on a better 5-year trajectory than where Florida is. I think at some point all these things are going to catch. All these demons and these ghosts are going to catch up
based
to Florida.
Based on what? They're on a better trajectory.
Based on hope. A new hope.
Wow.
Too bad. I'm with him on that.
I'm sure you are, Sunshine Pumper. You're the sheepiest of the sheep.
I think he's right about that. I mean, it's getting better. So I think he's right.
You know what I say to that, Raj? Y'all are a couple of sheep. You're sheep. Sheepy. You guys are believing. You know what I'm talking about. I heard you giggle. I heard you giggle, Roger. Don't play dumb on me, man. You know exactly what I'm talking about. You and Rick are sunshine pumpers. You think we're going 12-0 every year, dude? We've had this comfort. Yeah. Okay, Rog.
What bear?
Don't act like me and you haven't had this conversation off the air.
It's okay.
I heard you giggling. You knew exactly. Woolly sheep.
Well, I think it can happen though. I think it can happen though.
Thank
it can
you.
Happen.
Yeah, Roger, it can happen. And you know what else could happen? President Trump could decide to give me the job of head in NASA tomorrow. It could happen. Doesn't mean it's going to. But
one
could.
Of those is way more likely than the other.
I think it's likely,
not NASA.
You know, I don't know. See what happens. You know.
Well, we'll all go into it with our hopes high, Raj. You are a breath of fresh air with all the negativity on this show. So, thank you for the call, Raj. We're about out of time. I like it when Raj is when he does that thing he does. He only does it with me.
Well, where he acts like he doesn't know what he's doing.
Yeah, he knows. He knows. You believe me and Roger have gotten into it before in the car?
I've heard.
I'm a running buddy.
It's hard to believe Roger has. I believe you have gotten into it with everyone.
You don't think I can get Roger mad?
I feel like you can get anybody mad, but right, exactly. Roger's tough.
Yeah, no. Roger got mad at me. I promise you he did.
All right, all right.
All right. It's been another one for the books for Rick Butler, Brandon Orrick, and that slack-jawed idiot I sit next to every afternoon. This is Bear signing off. Stay tuned.